Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new record spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lubefest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lubefest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're Erase the Trace, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Caldy's Coffee in Chesterfield, Missouri, hanging out today with Erase the Trace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having us. It's our first podcast for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, this is exciting stuff. You all want to properly introduce yourselves so everybody knows your voices at home?
Sure.
I am Becky. I'm a president founder of Erase the Trace. Hi.
I'm Katie. I am special events coordinator.
And I'm Stephanie, the treasure of Erase the Trace.
Nice, yeah. This is very cool. I mean, like, I love seeing one that people are getting active and doing something. That's always great, you know, whatever it is. But the fact that people are passionate about
whatever, being proactive,
yeah, right. And then getting out there and doing something for the community too. So, this is very cool. So, how did Erase the Trace? How did this get started for you all? Like, where did
Well, I was going to say it started for me about a little over three years ago now. I quit my job, essentially. Don't tell my parents, they will never listen to podcasts. But I quit my job and started hiking all the time. And I just remember there was a trail out by my parents' house, and I passed this bag four times on the trail. And I got so mad that, you know, I passed this bag four times, now why hasn't anybody cleaned this bag up? And then I heard what I said, and I said, I've passed this bag four times now, why hasn't anybody cleaned it up?
Right.
And then I started taking bags with me when I went hiking, and there was a hike a few weeks later with some friends of ours. We went down to Tomsock and Johnson Shut-ins, and then we stopped by a place in the Black River and got out, and right there in the parking lot, it was like people would just unload all their, you know, like I opened up the trunk and we're just throwing everything in, you know, got a tire out of there, of course, and as much as we could, which was still nothing, and, you know, we were like, you know, we need to start doing campout cleanups and get people together and go have fun and clean up, and then we can party and take our stuff with us, you know. It's kind of, you know, leave no trace but take it a step farther. But that's it, kind of snowballed from there, and it's been a pretty crazy adventure, really, watching it. It's pretty cool.
And then, is this a year that Erase the Trace, or how long has this been?
I started it originally, the very first Facebook group came on. It was 3 years ago in April, I want to say March, April. April 11th was the Tomsock hike when we were like, let's start doing cleanups. So I started the Facebook group, and it started off as Leave No Trace, and then I realized Leave No Trace is actually a already a thing, you know, so what else are we good? Well, we're going to take this step further. We're going to erase the trace that's already left behind, because somebody's got to do something about that, too. And so then I started looking into making it a nonprofit. I got the state certification that next April, and then we just got our federal 501c3 this past April. So it's kind of baby steps, but it's been good.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
Well, it's a great name too. I think it's even better than that, because like it's got that little bit of like a rhyme there to it, you know.
Right.
So it's
Well, and that's one thing that always drives me crazy. Like I meet people all the time when I'm cleaning up, and they'll be like, "Oh, I always leave no trace," and that's cool. Like, don't get me wrong, yes, leave no trace. But I go through my head. I'm like, yeah, but what about this bottle that you just walked by? There's a trash can 10 feet away. Like, what about the trace that's already there? If everybody walks by and picks up just a little bit, like maybe you can't go around with a big trash bag, but. If 10 people walk by this spot and take a couple bottles each time, then pretty soon there's not going to be anything there.
Right. You know? My family, we did like an adopt a highway thing in my grandfather's honor after he recently passed a couple years ago and stuff. But we were looking to do something, you know, for his memory. And so the idea adopt a highway thing came up, and
Where is that at?
In Wentzville.
Okay, that's right. You live out by me, out there.
And four or five times a year, something like that, we get together and we pick certain days and we go out there and, let alone we're doing something as a family, you know, we're also cleaning up the highway.
It's amazing how much stuff find in small sections, isn't it? You don't even realize till you're down there.
But, you know, it's like...
That's awesome.
But we have fun doing it, too. We're doing something... good for the community. We're cleaning up. We're, you know, having a good time as a family. We're building that bond even stronger and stuff.
And then everybody driving by sees you doing this, so maybe they'll think twice before they chuck their stuff out the window next time.
I hope so.
Totally. Yeah.
Hopefully they're not like, oh, people are cleaning up anyway. Like,
great way to honor your grandfather.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was a big, conservationist and everything. You know, he's big into... big fisherman and all this. I mean, so he was definitely all about nature and things, and like, and this was it was very appropriate. It was very appropriate to serve his memory and that honor, you know, that way. So we got a big event coming up where people can get involved. This would be a cleanup during the day,
correct?
And then we're gonna throw a big party at night.
To celebrate.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, our event is called the Trash Bash, and it's at Old Rock House on Sunday, August 27th. So we're super excited about that. We've got a lot of awesome talent that just jumped on board immediately. Everybody that we mentioned it to was super excited to partner with us. And
it says a lot about the community we live in.
The great St. Louis music scene that we have, and. So we've got super big talent. We've got Big Mike Aguirre and the Blue City All-Stars. We've got Silence the Duck, Stone Sugar Shakedown, the Scandaleros, and closing it out is Mom's Kitchen.
So yeah.
Lots of different genres, lots of vibes, something for everybody.
I thought this was really cool about the lineup, because except for Silence the Duck, I'm not familiar with them yet. But everybody else has been on this show, so that was pretty cool to see a bunch of my friends
already
involved in this also. So
totally.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I'm excited to meet Silence the Duck. So we got the cleanup. Yeah, we're meeting at 10, is that right?
Yeah, 10 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 to 3 right in the back parking lot of the Old Rock House.
Yeah, on the side, And so there is a Cardinals game that day, but Old Rock House has been super, they've been amazing to work with as well, and so they said they'll save their side and back lot for us, so everybody can come post up there.
Right.
We'll have bags and gloves and lunch provided, and
clean up around the parking lot, neighborhoods around.
And that's what we do, actually, the last Sunday of every month, we have a cleanup for Erase the Trace, and so we figured... We're having the trash bash. It fell on this last Sunday of the month, so we're still going to do what we do and still have a cleanup and just make it one big thing.
Right. Trash bash is going to be free to any cleanup participants, anybody who is able to join us for cleanup. Definitely.
Yeah. And then $10 for those that just want to come up for the show?
Right.
Yep, $10 if you can't make it or you're coming back from Toco Fest.
Kids are free. Yeah. Bring your kids. We'll have little activities and stuff for them as well.
Yeah, it seems Old Rock House has been a big part of the local community and stuff. And,
they have been great. They jumped right on board immediately as well with, how can we help you out?
I know they've been doing a lot of, like, the charity type of shows over there and stuff. And, like, they all are great events and stuff. It's really awesome to see a venue like that to helping out. So.
Right, yeah. I agree. Especially one that we all go to. It's one of my favorite places in St. Louis already.
Exactly. And that's what we were just kind of talking about, is that I met Becky and Stephanie and Shane. We all met through music and going to shows and just kind of like that tie that binds us all together. And get to kind of explore that, share our passion for the environment and cleanup, and have the music piece. So
all
of our favorite things.
I said that to somebody the other day. I said we're a bunch of music loving hippies that came together for a good cause. Essentially, wait till you see my candy van. It's fine. It'll be at the old rock house. Come.
Then that would be this Beck's van. For those of you who aren't familiar with the candy van,
you'll know it. You'll know it.
You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, it's that's one thing I do love about doing this show, the people that I've met just through music and stuff, that how many people have come through my life just because we've met at shows and everything else. Like, it's something really cool. And people, like, you know, I go to shows a lot by myself just because...
Because you know people there.
Well, yeah, right. It's like anytime I walk into Oyster Bar, it's like it's family.
Yeah.
So, everybody's, immediately greeted with high fives and hugs, and everybody wants to, party. And it's like, and it's just fun that... to have that, it's just family, it's friends, and it's always a good time. So
I definitely agree.
I love that feeling. So
yes, very much. So we want to continue that with the Trash Bash. So like we said, kids are welcome. It's all ages. Kids on 12 and under are free. Bring the fam, come out for Sunday show. We've got a silent auction, so we'll have some education, we'll have some crafts and fun stuff for the kids, and all the bands will have merch, and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Is there, are you, you got everything, or are you still looking for silent auction stuff? Or
We are still definitely accepting silent auction stuff. We do have some gift certificates, like Tam Avenue and Bird and Barrel have donated, what was the Amanda thing you said? And we've even got something, I've got a big street sign we found at a trash cleanup. We had to check the legalities before we made it announced, but we're going to be auctioning that off as well. We've got some artists that are making paintings. We're making some stuff out of reusable stuff that we found. We're definitely still looking for and accepting, so if anybody's got anything that you want to donate and help out with.
Hey, you want to get involved, reach out. Is there a website or anything like that?
We do have a website up. It's kind of brand new and in the works, so there's really not a whole lot on there, but it's erasethetrace.us. Facebook is definitely the big thing that we're active on. If you're on Facebook, Erase the Trace. There's a group and a page. It's definitely the page.
Yeah. So yeah, reach out if you'd like to help. Contribute to the auction or anything else. You can show up day of. You don't know, sign up or anything, so you can come hang out, meet at the old rock house and clean up all around.
Never miss a Sunday show. So,
yeah,
exactly. Don't be trashy.
Exactly.
I saw that the other day. I've obviously heard Never Miss a Sunday Show for a long time, but
they're always the best.
Yeah, well, somebody posted that, apparently the originator or something like that, so I can't remember now who it was, but I was like, just kind of
where it came from, where the original saying came from.
Apparently,
that would be interesting to know.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Somebody's probably screaming it right now. They're listening to this.
Oh, probably.
I just remember that Red Rocks for me, Red Rocks Panic with that Never Miss a Sunday Show.
Nice.
That Sunday Show is church. Like, it's just always church. So we're gonna have our Mom's Kitchen there for all our Panic lovers.
Yeah. Those guys are a lot of fun.
Oh, they're great people.
Good friends.
Great time.
Yep. So then we killer music all day. This is gonna be a whole lot of fun. We'll go ahead and drop in some tunes from give everybody a little sneak peek. If you don't know these bands, there's somebody they're definitely all people you should know. They're some really great local music for sure. So. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he told me he didn't like the term local music, and I was like...
Local music?
Yeah, just local bands and all that. And I'm like, well, you know, like, it's not like that's a bad term. Like, you know, it's just the fact that we're lucky enough to have them and call them locals. That, you know, this is world-class talent, but where they happen to be called St. Louis home, and, you know, we love it, you know, so...
I love it. I think St. Louis has got the best local music scene from what I hear, all over the place. Everybody says.
Yeah.
I would agree. Any friends I have that travel in town, it's like, okay,
it's not like St. Louis.
We're going to hit Broadway Oyster Bar. We're going to hit Old Rock House. We're going to go, you know, over to the Grove, and you're going to find something amazing wherever you go. And everyone's always amazed.
Yeah.
Especially, it just said the community, how you can, you know, like you said, walk in someplace by yourself and then look around. Oh, okay, I have 10 friends here.
Yeah.
Okay. We all just happen to show up.
They're always happy to make your friends.
Absolutely.
That's the other part of it. I always, I feel like, even if I don't know anybody there, we're already listening to the same music, so we have that
right.
Already something
already
in common.
Got that same passion.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. So it's easy to strike up conversation and make new friends. So, but yeah, so you were saying that you all came together through music. I mean, is this all you just became friendly and then decided like you all had a passion for this also? And
I met Stephanie, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe, through music. I remember meeting her at a Toco Fest, actually. I think that's the first time I met you. And then through the Fam Jamly. And then she moved away to Florida, actually, when I started the Erase the Tracing, and she came back and immediately was like, met me at a cleanup, and I'm in this. I wanted to do this when I was down in Florida. I love that you got this started. What can I do now? Like, immediately jumped in. And then I met Katie last year. We were down at Pickin' Fest. Had our thing, which is coming up in September. We'll be down there doing cleanup again this year. Great bands. But we were down at Pickin' and met Katie. Katie was down there working with Pickin', and we met her through Erase the Trace, and she kind of jumped on board with that as well.
Yeah.
Came to cleanups, and...
Yeah.
Here we are now.
Yeah, Bex was talking to me about, she's like, I want to get some kind of event going, some music thing, and do you want to help? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Try and stop me.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's been really exciting to kind of to get to know Steph, and then Katie, and then Julie, the other members of the board that couldn't be here today, and
right.
Just watch how much it's grown, and, you know, it's like Bex's great idea, and it's just growing and growing. So.
It's been really cool. That's what I said earlier. I was like, it's been great watching it snowball. Now let's make it landslide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Erase the trees.
Yeah. Are you saying there was to be like some recycled art, right, at the party?
Yeah.
Which I think that's cool, too. Like, you know, people are, let alone, you know, cleaning up, but you're making a positivity out of it. You're turning it into a piece of art.
Something else.
Right, yeah. And like, so I love, I'm a big... you know, advocate for recycling as well. So I never had the knack to make it into art, but you know, I do my part as far as at the house and stuff. But it's really crazy to see some of that. Like I've seen various.
Some people come up with some amazing creations. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to see what the, you know, these artistic people can do with it. Because like, you know, like the fact that you don't even realize like. That this is all just, you know, old water bottles or whatever, or something, you know, whatever.
To see something and envision that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff, but I think that's going to be neat that they'll have all that on display, too, just you know,
yeah,
get people
see what everybody comes up with.
Right.
And
is there, we'll have some stuff for the kids, too, you were saying?
Yeah, we're going to have some little kid crafts outside. We're going to have some little educational. We've got some, little educational games, like a do not touch board. Like, do you know it's okay to touch, not to touch? Don't touch needles. You know, go get an adult. And, just kind of ways to teach them to reuse, you know.
Yeah.
You make birdhouses out of milk cartons.
Yeah, some fun stuff.
I think that's also very important with this whole thing, too, is educate the youth where, you know, like, because I mean,
they're our future.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. There was a little bit of that growing up in school. Like, you know, they would try to talk about it some, you know, just to be aware of all this stuff. But like, you know, I don't think that it's really like talked about a ton. At least then, I don't know. But I think maybe more now. Hopefully, more and more kids are being aware of what's going on.
It was actually really cool. We just did a thing in Valley Park at a school safety fair at the Valley Park Elementary. And it was neat because we had
Well, Jose will be at the Trash Bash. Actually, we'll get to meet our jellyfish Jose. But we have our real jellyfish Jose, and then we have our plastic bag and the bottle, and it's, you know, which one's real? And it's funny because people who have actually seen a jellyfish are like, the plastic bag looks more like a jellyfish than our real jellyfish does. But the kids would come up and pick it up, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, because well, then the animals come and eat it. Like, they knew. And so we had little things, and it was like, oh, the fisherman left his net behind, or, you know, and it's like, oh, sea turtle got caught swimming in the net, and the kids would be like, they would know, and they would tell me that why this is bad before. It was cool knowing that they are being taught that, that whether it's school or Boy Scouts or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
They do know. They are learning.
Yeah. Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, I know they... I'm also work for the school, so like these kids come up and they have trash cleanups around the school and all this stuff.
Right.
So like
that's
there's a lot of those programs, you know, pushing, you know, get these kids out to do stuff too like that to clean up. And
I had a little kid telling me about the video, you know, the video of the turtle and the straw in its nose.
Yes. Oh,
straws
yeah.
are bad. Yeah. It's like, you're right. Good job.
That's awesome. I'm always impressed, like, with any of our cleanups, like, any of the kids that come, like, they right away, they're like, oh, I need a bag for trash, and I need a bag for recycling, and they're already just sorting as they go, and that's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you have a sign that you're going to be part of the auction.
I do.
What's one of the craziest kind of things you came across on one of these cleanups, like, you know? Obviously, this sign must be pretty cool.
So, well, the sign, it's a stop ahead sign. So, it's got the picture of the stoplight with the stop ahead. It's a big old sign. We found so many crazy things. Really, I didn't even know. I found a working metal detector. It's probably one of the coolest things I found. What was it?
We found
a cookie truck buried in the woods. It became our clubhouse. We cannot erase that trace, but we did play in it.
Chicken lunch break. Yeah. Always up at the Confluence.
And that's why there's always so many things where it's like, oh, and it's never going to surprise me to find anything. And then you find something, and you're like, what in the world? Like, why is there a bowling ball out here in the middle of the woods? Yeah. Like, why? How are these tires getting out here in the middle of the woods?
We did a cleanup at Jefferson Barracks Park, and there's some apartments along one border of it. And I found like an entire like lighting kit for like and a ceiling fan and like all the blades. It was like in the mud, like in a ravine. I'm like, how did this get here? Because I started pulling something, and I'm like, is this some kind of cord? And then just kept going. I'm like, I have a complete ceiling fan here.
Yeah, we have a couple of skateboard decks as well that we found at this cleanup, wrapped up brand new that we're gonna be auctioning off as well. One of the girls took one that's really scratched up, and she's making their reusable art.
Shout out to Enola.
I don't know, some of that stuff, like, when you start to like imagine like a possible scenario of how like a ceiling fan got out there or whatever, you know, like all this weird stuff, like how about, you know.
I think one of the great, well, like, if I found the mobile meth lab, like, that was definitely involved in Springs.
Yeah, we don't always get good stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely not usually good stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Not usually.
Yeah. I laughed just driving to work one day. There was just one shoe in the middle of the road.
There's always a shoe.
Yeah, right.
Every time. Every one. Now and then you get lucky and find a pair. There was a pair that were tied together this last cleanup, but I think they were tied together.
Always a shoe. At least
always
one tire. All different size tires.
Balls are everywhere.
Somebody's going to isolate that audio right now.
Yeah, probably. Oh, man.
Wasn't my voice. You figured it out.
Well, again, this is all going down on August 27th, Trash Bash over at Old Rock House. You got Big Mike Geary and the Blue City All-Stars, Mom's Kitchen, Silence the Duck, Scandaleros, and Stone Sugar Shakedown. And again, this is free party for all those that participate in the cleanup that morning. But if you are unable to attend the cleanup, it will be $10 at the door. Music about 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. So, come on down to Old Rock House and party and get involved. You know, like I said, we've got the Erase the Trace on Facebook and the website coming.
It's a work in progress. Yes. We're working on it. If anybody knows anything about web design and wants to help volunteer their time, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think that's
throwing it out there.
I think that's a big part of it. People, like, you know, don't realize how much volunteer goes into all this stuff. So, I mean,
it is all volunteers. That is when, like, any bit of any money that has been donated or collected goes straight back into what we're doing, into getting our educational stuff and trash bags and tire recycling and yada yada. Yeah. And, you know, everything is, we are all 100% volunteers with our full-time jobs and kids and... Yep. Lives
and that was something I was shocked to learn. Reading. We always find tires and things, but they actually charge you to recycle those.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a lesson learned from
Dobbs
me.
Has been great, it's actually. Been awesome. Thank you to Dobbs. Shout out to Dobbs. They have been amazing with helping us out with that, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think you all are on the right track. I mean, you have to, you know, get involved in the schools. You got, you know, putting this party on, got live music. I mean, I think. Oh, always a great excuse to come out, you know, you can get good
gotta
music
come
too.
Party. Yeah. Right, so, come party for a cause.
Yeah, that's the best kind of party. So.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But yeah, this is awesome. This has been a lot of fun getting to meet you all and get to learn more about what's going on with inside of our own community. Like I said, this is all happening right here in St. Louis, so get involved. And thank you so much for
thank you for
taking
having
some time
us
to hang
too.
Out. I will talk to you all soon.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya. Rock, Paper Podcast.
Rock, Paper Podcast.
Rock, Paper Podcast.
Rock, Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.